Gavin, welcome to the service today. There's a lot that is going on this morning. There's a lot that has already gone on this morning. But we are praising the Lord for the opportunity to be here and to have the privilege of praising the Lord in many different ways. Singing being a great one, and we're going to have a lot of singing today. You'll have some opportunity for a few favorites. And with the favorites, you can choose out of the Wild songbook in front of you or the regular hymnal that is there. And we'll sing one verse of each one of those. And then also, we have many specials that are going on, including our Sunday school classes for my youth. And looking forward to all of it. So with that, just a few notes, and I'll give most of the announcements at the end. But we do have an anniversary couple here with us. Where are the pawns? Johnny, Sharon? There he comes. All right, let's sing happy 18th anniversary.
Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, God bless you. Happy anniversary to you.
Congratulations there. All right. Three prayer requests, and then Robbie Holland is going to come and lead us in the prayer of thanksgiving here to start the service. But three of these are folks that have been in the hospital. One is Liz Anderson. She now is at St. Francis at Sheltering Arms in room 407. Donald Greer has been moved to Beth Shalom. It is an assisted living facility just north of Patterson there towards Stewart School. And then Garrett Graham, where's Garrett? He's here. Was in a bad car accident here last weekend, and praise the Lord, he's able to be here present with us. A broken arm there, concussion and so forth, a lot of bruising. But thank the Lord for him. Continue to pray that that will heal up and take care of all of those things. So it's a wonder of what all God has done through that in a lot of different things. So praise the Lord for him being able to be here. So Rob, if you'll lead us in prayer now with these requests as well as our service as we begin, please.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father God, we are so thankful to be here this morning for a praise service that, God, we may praise you. We have much to praise you for. And God, we do want to lift up these that we've lifted up this morning, Liz Anderson. God, we do pray that as she is healing, that you would be with her and give the doctors wisdom. We try to seek treatment options for her. Also for Donald Greer, God, we do pray that you would help in these decisions that he has to make, the assisted living, also for healing. And also for their Garrett Graham, God, we are very thankful this morning that he's here with us. God, we're thankful that you put a hedge of protection around him last week during this accident, that he is back, and we're thankful for that. God, we're most thankful this morning for truth. We're thankful for your word. And most especially, we're thankful for Jesus Christ, who you gave to us as a sacrifice for our sins. God, I pray that everyone here knows who Christ is and accepted them as their Savior. God, I do lift up our service today. We pray that it is uplifting to you. And I pray for our pastor as he brings a devotional message here later on. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Song, My Living Hope, and I think the next song goes along with that, because sometimes we get caught up in the rat race, or I do, of life, and get discouraged, and the song we're going to sing is about our home in heaven that I am so thankful for today, because I tell you, I get bogged down with things of this world today, so we're going to sing Home.
Oh, shine, putting the stars in the sky, for the flowers that bloom, the ocean so blue. Thank you, Lord, for every sparrow that sings and nests with melody, for the rivers that flow, the rain and the snow. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for me. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for making me whole, saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, for my whole family, for the joy my children bring, for shoes on our feet, plenty to eat. Thank you, Lord, for the place where I worship and pray, for the freedom I have today, for the spirit I feel, presence so real. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for me. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for making me whole, saving my soul. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For being a friend so dear, giving my sad heart cheer, for my place holding I could. Sorry. Thank you, Lord, for giving your life for me on a cross at Calvary, for taking my place, mercy and grace. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for me. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for making me whole, saving my soul. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole, saving my soul. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
We know about the Bible?
The Bible is true. The Bible is God's word.
And who does God love?
God loves me, and God loves you.
Light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna. Emma.
For the beauty of the earth, for the glory of the skies, for the love which from our birth over and around us lies, Lord of all, to thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise.
The average person unconsciously inhales and exhales about 24,000 times per day. That's 168,000 times per week, 672,000 times per month, and 8,064,000 times per year. We would not survive without our bodies getting the oxygen that our lungs provide us. This process started with a man named Adam, and we can read about it in Genesis 2:7. It says, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." There it is. God's breath inside of us equals our life. This is an insane, mind-blowing equation. There is absolutely nothing required from us in order to receive life. Many times we attempt to alleviate the pressures of indebtedness that this equation makes us feel. We do good deeds, we abide by moral code, we donate to charities, we say the right things, we attend church services, and we read the Bible thinking that it will add up to make us worth God's life-giving breath. But it never does, and it never can. We have only one option that is the correct response to this exchange: praise. The definition of praise, according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, is to express thanks to, or love and respect for. When we understand what we have been freely given by our Creator, and that we never can or never will be able to repay him for this gift, we should respond with praise. Psalms 156 says,
let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
Worship is when we give God his breath back.
In the darkness of night, not a star was in sight on a highway that leads down below. But Jesus came in and he saved my soul from sin. Hallelujah, I'm ready to go. Hallelujah, I'm ready. I can hear the voices singing soft and hallelujah, I'm ready. Hallelujah, I'm ready to go. When Jesus calls, I will move to my new home. There to live with him eternally. We will have one full time in that land of love divine. Hallelujah, I'm ready to go. Hallelujah,
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Hallelujah.
I can hear the voices singing soft and low. Hallelujah, I'm ready.
Hallelujah,
I'm ready to go. Sinners, don't wait until it's too late. He's a wonderful Savior, you know. If you call on his name, he will save you today. Hallelujah, you'll be ready to go. Hallelujah, I'm ready.
Hallelujah,
I can hear the voices singing something low. Hallelujah, I'm ready.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, I'm ready to go. Hallelujah,
I'm ready.
Hallelujah, I can hear the voices singing something low. Hallelujah,
I'm ready.
Hallelujah, I'm ready to go.
You recognize the song, and as God's children, we are here to praise Him. The scripture verse I want to read is, or to have them quote, is Psalm 100, verses 1 and 2. That says, "Make
joyful noise unto the Lord."
Whoa. We got to start again. That doesn't sound joyful, does it? Let's see. That sounds woeful. Okay, let's do it one more time.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing.
Oh, that was much better. So we're going to rejoice in the Lord always.
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice.
Morning. I'm Dylan Pond with the rest of the teen group up here. I said some scripture I want to share with you. As Romans 8:16-17 said, "The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together." And this morning, we're thankful to be called the children of God.
Thank you, Paul. This is Thanksgiving, and I just want to share with you all what God did for us last week. It is appropriately Thanksgiving for the Grahams this week. We got a call that many of you have gotten last Friday evening, Friday before last, and that was that our middle son had been involved in a tragic accident. We made the appropriate phone calls, and we knew people were praying. And we rode down the highway and got another phone call that our son had been transported to a number one trauma unit down in Kingsport, Tennessee. There's no chance that our daughter Megan, she's an RN, rode down there with us and started explaining to us what was going on and the severity of it. And all the while, I tell you, just as sure as I'm standing here right now, you could feel people praying. Have you all ever felt prayers before? You could feel the prayers pouring into their family. That was a long, hard weekend for us. They assured us that we were going to be down there a long time, and his injuries were serious. He had a concussion, hemorrhaging of the brain, broken arm, bruised lungs, and just a tough time for our family. I want to show you all the miracle of when that nurse came to us Saturday afternoon and said, "You folks are going to be down here for a while. You just well settle in." The miracle is within 24 hours, we were in our vehicle headed back home from Kingsport, Tennessee. That's God's grace and mercy in our life, and we knew it as such. And I knew the whole time a bunch of you all were praying for us. We felt it, and I want you to know, God answered your prayers. You played part in our weekend. I'd just like to close out by saying, God met us every step of the way. Not one thing went by that we didn't see him guiding us and directing us.
Amen.
All the way to when we touched home Sunday afternoon. Amen. All I can tell you is Garrett's not supposed to be here today. By God's grace, he is. Amen. Thank you all for taking part in that.
Amen. I'm Beth Jones. I just wanted to, first of all, praise the Lord for my salvation and for Jesus taking my sin to the cross. He who knew no sin. And just to... you don't know Christ today, don't leave this building without knowing. We all pray that you will know Christ. And I want to thank everyone for the Shoebox Ministry this year. Thanks for all the volunteers, the teams. Whether you gave a pack of pencils or you brought in an empty box, whatever you did, just thank you for that. Every one of those shoeboxes has a gospel message in it. And even churches have been planted from these shoeboxes. So when somebody says, "It's not a good ministry," it is a good ministry. And Satan's alive and well, and he don't want them to get there. So now we need your prayers that they'll get there, they'll get through customs. And I used to think they all got them for Christmas. That's not true. It takes a long time to get 120 countries these boxes. So some folks don't get them until Easter. Some don't get them until the springtime. So just pray for customs, logistics, all the workers who get the boxes and they distribute them among the children, and then they have the greatest journey. They have a Bible class afterward, and these children graduate and they get a Bible, New Testament in their language. So it's working, and God's alive and well, and these shoeboxes are helping to see souls saved. So thank you. Please collect all year. I'll take your shoeboxes all year, and anything you want to purchase on Black Friday, I'll put them in the basement and hold on to it. Thank you all so much, and like I said, please continue to pray for that ministry.
I want to praise God for every good thing that I've ever gotten. He's given me every good thing I have in my life. He gave me my wife. He gave me my son. He healed me from my cancer. He brought me through it. I've been battling it for 4 years. And if you had seen me from where I came from and see me now, it's unbelievable.
Amen.
And he's given me the strength today to stand here in front of all you people and tell you this, because I tell you, I don't like talking in front of people. But he has given me every good thing that I have in my life. I mean, I don't even have time to tell you, really. Everything. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Hi, I'm Ruth Stewart. I just want to thank the Lord most of all for saving me. I want to thank him for his provision, for answers to prayer, for his faithfulness in my life. I want to thank him for my Christian heritage, for Christian parents, and especially for Pastor and Mrs. Stone, who when I was very young came to our church back in Maryland. Recently, Mrs. Stone went home to be with the Lord, and I just want to thank God for them. And last Sunday, November 11th, was one of the another great decision in my life, was when my three sons and I came here to Holly Hills Baptist, and on that Sunday, November 11th, 1990, we presented ourselves for membership. So thankful for this church and for Pastor and Vicki and all of you wonderful, loving people.
Salt, he spent 2 weeks in the woods hunting, and when he come back, we'll put him to work today. He's going to sing the lead on this song. It's an old song. We love to sing it. We love it because we were promised one day we're going to live on the other side, and there's not going to be a cloud in the sky. It's going to be an unclouded day. The title of this song, The Unclouded Day. Y'all ready? Ready?
Tell me of a hope far beyond the sky, and they tell me of a home far away. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day. Oh, the land of
land of cloudless days, oh, the land of rest of you need to share in this so that you could see how nervous people are.
Right.
I was watching Jennifer
Thank
down
you.
There a while ago when she was reading, and her page, did you see her lay that page down? It was shaking so bad, I don't think she could read what was on there. Now, it looks like to me when you get up here, something happens, and everything you plan to do sets down. But this last song we're going to do, I hope that we can do it without everything setting down. It's a beautiful song. I'd never heard it before until Laura found it on. It's by the Rochesters. It's Oh Bless the Lord. Y'all ready?
Bless the Lord, yes, bless the Lord, oh, bless His holy name. Let me not forget all His benefits or the blessings that He brings.
Lifting up my hand to the great I am, let me never be ashamed.
With all that is within me now, oh, bless His holy name.
Now Jesus is to me my everything, and I bless the day He came. When He gave me drink from a fountain sweet that'll never thirst again.
Now through the Spirit and the Son to the Father I can say, for the saving blood and for all You've done, bless Your holy and sweet name.
Bless the Lord, yes, bless the Lord, oh, bless His holy name. Let me not forget all His benefits or the blessings that He brings.
Lifting up my hand to the great I am, let me never be ashamed.
With all that is within me now, oh, bless His holy name.
Someday I'll move beyond the blue where a better home awaits, there to lay aside for the crown of life all the sorrow, death, and pain.
To see my loved ones and to know that I've left this world behind, I will lift my hands and I'll bless His name while I'm shouting through the skies.
Bless the Lord, yes, bless the Lord, oh, bless His holy name. Let me not forget all His benefits or the blessings that He brings.
Lifting up my hand to the great I am, let me never be ashamed.
With all that is within me now, oh, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, yes, bless the Lord, oh, bless His holy name. Let me not forget all His benefits or the blessings that He brings.
Lifting up my hand to the great I am, let me never be ashamed.
With all that is within me now, oh, bless His holy name. With all that is within me now, oh, bless His holy name.
Turn to Genesis chapter 3. Genesis 3 is not the passage that you would normally think of when we think about thanksgiving and gratitude. There's something I'd like for you to see here about this first man and this first woman that God created. Put them in a perfect environment in the Garden of Eden there, perfect garden. Everything they would possibly need was provided by God Himself. Adam and Eve were one with creation. They were one with each other. And most importantly, they were one with God. You could say it was a wonderful place. And it was. You would think that with all of this wonderful things and wonderful place, that they would be content. But then came the serpent. And in chapter 3 here, we read in the first 5 or 6 verses there how that Satan possessed this serpent. And Satan came in the form of this, this snake, and begin to put thoughts in Eve's head. One of the first things he says there in verse 1 down to the bottom there is, yea, hath God said. Did God really say that you couldn't eat of one of the trees in the Garden of Eden? Do you know that they had access to everything? They had been blessed with everything. And God had one tree that they were not to eat of. And what did Satan do? He brought the attention to the one thing they didn't have. I'm here today to tell you that Satan works in the same way.
Amen.
And all of the things that we have as individuals, the poorest family in our church today, compared to most of the world around, I'm talking about other United States, are rich compared to what they live in. And we have in America so much that we have been blessed with, things that we have been given, the health that we have even to be present here today. And some of you have gone through some very difficult trials here recently. But we have so much to be blessed with, and yet Satan will try to get your attention to ignore and neglect to think about those things that we've been blessed with and start to dwell on what we don't have and what we think we need. And here was one of the things that we see in the Garden of Eden. The devil said there, did God really say that you couldn't have of that? In verse 4, he says there, you're not going to surely die. You're not going to die if you partake of that. God is pulling your leg on that. And in verse 5, God's holding out on you. He knows that if you take of that, you know, you're going to have it better than what you do right now. He doesn't want you to have it as good as what you can have it. And so the first sin, certainly of the Garden of Eden there and of mankind, is unbelief. Don't get me wrong. Soon as Satan said that to Eve, she began to doubt whether or not God really did say that and really meant that, and was he holding out on her. And so that disbelief there led to the action of taking of that forbidden fruit and partaking of it and giving it to Adam, and he did eat without even being deceived. But I want you to see that there was another sin in the Garden of Eden, and that sin was ingratitude. It was discontentment with the things that God had given them, that they began to get their attention on that which they did not have instead of putting their focus on all that God had given them. What if gratitude had won the day? What if instead of Eve succumbing to the devil's temptation there to think about what she didn't have and what maybe God didn't mean and what God may be holding out on, if instead she would have said, are you kidding me, serpent? Look around you at all that God has given us, and not succumb to discontentment. Do you think the world would be different today? Let's make it more personal. What if today, as Satan tries to get your attention off of all that you have been given and blessed with, and put your attention on something that you don't have, what if instead of discontent, that you would be content and say, no way, Satan, look at all of what God has given me already. Would not that make a difference in your life today? In the same way, we're to be content with the things that God has given us, and not to ignore or neglect to praise the Lord for all of these good things in which we have received. If you choose gratitude, wouldn't your life be different? I read about a lawyer who had won a case for his client. The two men celebrated with a nice dinner, and at the end of the meal, the client handed the lawyer a nice, beautiful wallet made of Moroccan leather. He says, please accept this as my token of appreciation. Well, the lawyer began to object and said, no, I can't accept that. He said, my payment is $500. And so the man kind of shrugged and he took the wallet back and opened it up and took $500 out of the $1,000 that was in there and handed it to the lawyer. Here's your payment. You know, sometimes we discount the things that God is trying to give us and do for us. And we don't see the value of what that is because we're looking for something else that really may not measure up at all. We need to be careful not to discount God's goodness and His faithfulness to us. We need to begin to focus on what He has given us and what He has blessed us with and not focus on what we think that we need beyond what we don't have. This Thanksgiving, I'd like to encourage you, as you meet with your families and friends, as you think about sharing some things of testimony, of Thanksgiving with them, why not think about focusing your attention on all of what God has given you? And even as we go into the month here of December with Christmas, and many people have already started asking, you know, what do you want for your gift for Christmas? And they've made a list, some of them. If we would think about first being grateful for all God has given us, and not just think about what we don't have, I think we would be a lot more inclined to give God the thanks and the praise that He is so deserving of. So keep that in mind as I challenge you there for this Christmas. We should celebrate with a gratitude toward Him. Let's pray. As we pause here to pray, before I lift these words to the Lord, one of the greatest things that God has given us is His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. What better time to take right now and to say thank you for what He has given. But is the possibility that someone may be here today that does not know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior? I pray that if you have any question at all about whether or not you have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, not just that you believe that who He is and what He did, but you made a conscious choice to make Him the only thing, the only one that you are trusting and relying upon to get you to heaven. If you have any question at all, please see one of us after the service that we may speak to you about that decision before you leave today. Father, I pray that we would be serious about all the gifts that you have given us, the wonderful things that we have that we so often neglect to think about and therefore to be grateful for and express our thanksgiving. Lord, help us especially here in this time of Thanksgiving that we would concentrate our focus upon those things that you've already been so faithful to give. And through it all, may you be glorified and praised together. In Jesus' name, amen.